Now, Unit 11, what's in the teacher's room? Unit 11, what's in the teacher's room? 第十一单元，在老师房间里面有什么东西？本单元我们将重点要学习的句子结构呢，就是 there be 句型，是英语里面一个比较特殊的句型，表示在什么地方有什么东西和有什么人。Now first, let's look at the picture. What's on the desk? 书桌上有什么？ There is a box on it. 那么这幅图呢，我们曾经看过，但这次呢，要注意观察我们这个结构，是 there is, 表示在某地方有什么东西。So there is a box on it.意思是 there is a box on the desk, 书桌上有一个盒子。What's under the desk? 书桌上面有什么？书桌的下面有什么？那么要求大家用 there be 句型来表示。Say, there is a box under it. There is a box under it. There is, 我们也可以把它缩略成 there's. There is a box under it. What's near the desk? 在课桌的附近有什么？ What's near the desk? There's a chair near it. There's a chair near it. There is, 也可以用其省略形式 there's. So we can say there's a chair near it.请看下一幅图。What's near the desk? What's near the desk? There are some boxes near it. There are some boxes near it. 当有的事物是复数的时候，这个地方就要用 there are. There are. There are some boxes near it.What's on the desk? 1, 2, 3. Then we say, there are 3 cups on it. There are 3 cups on it. There are. There are 后面接复数的事物的名称。Go on. What's in the box? 盒子里面有什么？Sorry, I don't know. Is there a ball in it? Is there a ball in it? 表示一种不确定的概念，里面是不是有一个球啊？ Is there? 构成了 there be 的一种疑问形式。那么，由这个结构我们可以看到， there be 的疑问形式就是把 is 或者是 are 提到 there 的前面。Well,那么从刚才这几幅图呢，我们又掌握一个新的结构，就表示英语里面表示在某个地方有什么东西或者什么人，经常用的一个结构，表示一种存在的有，就用 there is 或者是 there are 构成。